have always been completely fascinated by water. My parents were huge ocean lovers. They basically threw my brother and my sister and I at a really young age into the ocean and said, have fun and figure it out. You couldn't keep me out of the water. It's funny, I remember as a kid seeing big puddles and thinking, you know, is that something I could swim in? But there was a long period of my lifetime that I didn't swim when I was in high school and when I was in college. But when I moved to New York, I started swimming more. I discovered the more I swam, the more I needed it. There's something really special about swimming here in Provincetown. I swim from my beach next to the Red Inn, past Provincetown Inn, along the jetty, across to Long Point. Most people swim along the other side, which is by the marshes. It's beautiful, and I occasionally swim there, but it's almost too claustrophobic for me. I swim on the left side of the jetty, which is wide open. It's the wilder side, and that speaks to who I am. You know, I like to have a little bit of an edge when I swim. When I'm swimming in the bay, there are risks. There's more seals or the potential of seals and potential of a shark. If you get a cramp and you're out in the middle of the bay, that can be really, really scary. And there have been times when I was really sort of a beginner and I was determined to swim when it was cold water. And I got really heavy wetsuit and I started going and I got so into it that when I looked up, I was really far out. And that's when I realized, hold on a second, I got to get back. I remember my breath getting faster and faster and I had to calm myself down even though I was freezing. I look at the tide schedule and I get to the beach and then I look out at the water. First, I check to see sort of what the boat situation is because honestly, on that side, the boat situation can be a little bit more dangerous than the shark situation. I walk into the bay and sort of check the temperature and see how it feels. There's just sort of this zen moment where I'm putting on my gear because I always have a buoy around my waist. Buoy is for boats. And also, if I get far out and God forbid anything happens, I have something to hold on to. And then I have a really bright colored cap. Put my earplugs in and goggles and get waist deep in the water. There's a moment when you think, oh God, how am I going to do this? And then there's a moment when I think, oh my God, I can't wait to do this. As a kid, I had terrible anxiety. And I just didn't know it. I thought I was just sort of a, you know, naturally wired kid. When I was in school, I agonized over an essay. I was so anxious that I could write the first sentence, but how do I get all of the middle so I can get to the end? So when I'm swimming, I don't think about the end. And sometimes I do. I think about the good feeling at the end and how it makes me feel. But being in the middle or being in the swim is so much easier for me than anything else in my life and so much more calming. I think it's being in your body. I think it's the movement. I think it's the rhythm. I think that there's something very soothing and methodical about the rhythm. My thoughts can go kind of in and out. Sometimes I'm thinking a lot. Sometimes I'm just sort of letting it go. And I'm looking at nature. I'm looking at the crabs. I'm looking at what's coming up next. I'm feeling the jellyfish. And it's all about being in that moment, stroke by stroke by stroke. You're in with the currents. Your body is moving either towards the with the current or against the current. So you're feeling the whole being of the bay. And sometimes I just stop. And when you look around and realize that I'm this tiny little speck out in the middle of the bay, but it is incredibly beautiful. And am I any different than the jellyfish that's floating along there? It's the same thing. Sometimes it's really peaceful. And this all depends on the weather and whether it's choppy or wavy. And even sometimes when it's really wavy, there's peace in it, you know, in the struggle. Sometimes the current's much stronger than other days. And then I get into a complete zone where I'm working really, really hard. And then it shifts into this sort of sense of like determination that I am in this moment, I'm in the middle, and I can stay in the middle and I can work through the middle to get to the other end and feel amazing. There's times when I feel really powerful and there's times when I feel really small. And, you know, oftentimes that smallness is when the current's really strong and it's like, this water is really powerful today. Nature is really powerful today, so I have to respect it, you know, and swim with the current and not try to force it so much. And then there are days when I come in after swimming for an hour and a half, which is really a long time, and feel really powerful that I worked with nature and I worked with the water and had this amazing journey. When I get back to the beach and I take off my goggles and my cap and my earplugs, sometimes I just float and I look around and I just take it all in. When I get to my cottage, I take off my wetsuit and take a really, really hot, soothing shower. Have a great cup of coffee and get on with my day. I'm 65 now, and I'm sure as I get older, I'll have to make some changes, but I hope I can swim forever. I want to swim every season. I want to swim every day. There are days when I take a day off, but I have to be really tired to do that. Because if I don't swim, I'm a little edgy and a little cranky. And, you know, I don't want to miss out. I've said to people, you know, God forbid I'm out in the middle of that bay and have a heart attack. If that's where I go, that's where I go. And that's where I'm meant to go. And that's the most beautiful place I could imagine ever, you know, leaving this earth.